Today is one of the most stressful days of the year in South Korea. Nearly 700,000 high school students are taking the National College Entrance Exam. The test is given only once a year, and it largely determines a young person's future. It's so important that aircraft are barred from flying near the test site, and the workday begins an hour late to prevent traffic jams that might make students late. From Seoul, Dwali Saikato has this report.
That's the sound of a police officer on a motorbike escorting a tardy student to Posung Girls High School, one of more than 1,100 exam locations throughout the country. It's not an unusual sight for this important day. On this cold and windy morning, a mother shouts words of encouragement to her daughter. Other parents are standing outside a gate holding coffee cups and watching as students run to their test. Some carry seat cushions, others have bottles of water stuffed inside plastic bags. Many are clearly anxious to get this day over with. 18-year-old Kim Ka-hee says she's been studying 5 to 6 hours a day outside of school in preparation for this test.
I'm really nervous now, but I think it will feel good when it's over and these nerves are gone.
Kim wants to get into Hongik University, a school known for its fine art programs.
Now I'm feeling this is the most important test in my life, and from university to everything else, it's all going to be changed by this.
The pressure of the test can have tragic consequences. Every year there are reports of suicides connected to students taking the exam. One of those occurred this morning when police said a 19-year-old jumped to his death only hours before the start of the rigorous exam. At Jogyesa, the largest Buddhist temple in Seoul, monk Pon Kong performs a ceremony where mothers and fathers pray for high scores on their children's college placement exams. Some have been praying for the last 100 days. As parents and grandparents chant, they kneel and bow facing three Buddhist statues. Many concentrate on a thin prayer book with a photo of their child or children. Some have prayer beads called yomju, circling the pictures. Kim Chi-suk says this exam day is hard on her 18-year-old daughter Park Min-sun.
It's so hard that my kid doesn't want to raise a kid in this country. But nothing can be done about it. That's just the way things are.
Kim says she just wants her child to succeed in life. She says she's grateful the South Korean government has many measures in place to help students do better on the exams.
I'm thankful. Children here, unlike in other countries, don't get various opportunities to decide their academic future. Only one test, only one day.
Kim Po-yeop is with the Ministry of Education.
Our country's passion for education is the highest in the world. 83% of our high school graduates go on to university. That's how great the demand for higher education is and the desire to get a great education for their kids on the part of our parents.
The state test took roughly 9 hours and will determine college admissions by next spring. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.